On this day, we celebrate the feast of a great saint of the Renaissance period of the Church, Saint Fidelis of Sigmaringen. He was born in the middle of the 16th century at Sigmaringen, the son of in Swabia, the son of a good, noble family. And at first, he studied law, both laws and philosophy, and indeed became both a lawyer and a teacher, a lecturer in the universities of these subject matters, and was very successful. And then at a certain point, his eyes were opened. And you know, not everything that seems to be a success is actually a success. A lot of things that are, in a worldly way, a success, oftentimes bring ruin upon the persons who experience it. And so he decided that this was not going to be the way he would spend the rest of his life. So he gave away all his wealth, and he had amassed a good bit of wealth by this time. And then he sought entrance into a Capuchin monastery, a convent, rather, which is the proper term for Franciscan places of dwelling, of men as well as women, and he became a Capuchin friar. After his ordination to the priesthood, he was already very well on the way to sanctity, and of course he had already begun the way of sanctity outside, as he was preparing to leave everything, to abandon everything for the sake of Christ, and finally to enter into the convent. And so he was made a teacher, and he was the guardian of several of the convents of the Capuchins. And then he began to preach and to try to win over the heretics in that area of Switzerland and Eastern Germany. And so he went about preaching. He converted many, many souls back from heresy into the Catholic faith. He was preaching in a particular town on one Sunday, and as he was preaching, and the crowds were so big that he would have to preach outside the church on a pulpit set up for that, not during Mass, because at that time the sermons were not preached during Mass. That came later with the beginnings of the restoration of the liturgy under Pope Pius IX and Pope Pius X. And so there were so many thousands that were listening to him that they had to have a pulpit outside of the church. And then he was going to another town, a town where he was supposed to preach, town of Sevis. And on the way there, and while he was preaching outside in the front of the church, somebody took a shot at him, but they missed. But it didn't thwart him in the least bit. So he went to the next town of Sevis, and there he was approached by some Protestants who pretended to be converts who wanted to have a private audience with him. And so when they did finally come upon him, they, of course, had misrepresented themselves. The devil is the father of deceit and of lies, and oftentimes pretends to be good when not. And many people do that. They pretend to be good when they're really wicked and demonic. And so as soon as they came upon him, they took out their clubs and their swords and beat him and cut him to death. And so he became a martyr. He had always wanted to be a martyr, and his prayers were answered. This was in 1622, on this day in 1622. And he was canonized by Pope Benedict the 14th in 1742. So very, very shortly after his martyrdom, he was canonized. So today, we praise and we give thanks to God for this wonderful Franciscan saint, the Capuchin, Saint Fidelis of Sigmaringen. May he intercede for us and grant us many holy priests. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.